Yeah. morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Come on and give the Lord a great big God bless you in the church. Come on and bless the Lord this morning. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised today. Somebody ought to shout out glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's been good to you. If he's been good to you, you ought to give him a great big God bless you. Did he do anything for you this week? How about it this morning? Did the Lord do anything for you this week? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And help us in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, you have to believe. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, blessed Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, oh Lord, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. That's why in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, the precious name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Listen, victory is mine. That's the shout right there. That's the shout right there. Hey, come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. That's enough to make you want to toe tap a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us listen to the word of the Lord. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. Beginning at verse 3. Genesis chapter 22, beginning at verse 3. I want to talk about this morning subject. The question is, you're going to know what it's going to be already. The question is, and you'll find that in these few verses, Genesis chapter 22, verses 3 through 10. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, father, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. So readeth the word of the Lord this morning. Let us, before the Lord, lay upon his altar in prayer. Our Father and our God, it's again, we just want to tell you, thank you. God, you've been good to us. As the old ism is, Lord, among our people, you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Dear God, we find that to be true in these days and times that you now allow us to see. Had it not been for you, O God, on our side, Lord, we don't know where we would be this morning. Thank you that you've provided, Father, to come and see about us this morning. Come, Lord, now, and let your Holy Spirit abide in this place. Dwell among us, Lord. Let us be made to feel you, God, moving on these, the altars of our hearts today. A very present help in times that we now find ourselves. Thank you for this another day, O God. We thank you, we love you, we now count it a blessing, Lord. In Jesus' name, by the power of your holy word, the blood of your son Jesus, and the power of your Holy Spirit, we thank you and we believe it done. Amen. Amen, church. Amen. Those of you who sit here in the sanctuary and those of you who virtually are partakers of this great fellowship. Amen. Thank God for you today. Amen, amen. We thank God for you. It's another day's journey, church. How many glad about it this morning? Let us hear our young people today. Yeah, some of them, y'all. How many young folks? How many come from God? I'm asking y'all a question. How many blessings come from the Lord? All these blessings. Well, I just praise the Lord. I know where mine come from. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many got an all in your spirit right now? All. Homie, all. Oh, Ms. O, all. Mother Cora, all come from. Yeah. Glory to God. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, all that he has done for me. I see you out there. I know he's done something for you. He's been good. He's been good to you too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got two hands and a bunch of fingers on both of them. Whew. If I could count the ways. Let me go on. Amen. I know 1 o'clock. Amen. Y'all trying to go home and see the fountain. We bless God this morning. Amen. Most certainly we honor God, our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, our keeper, comforter, and our guide. Amen. And certainly we bless God for Pastor Steve this morning. Amen. Pastor Steve, Carolina, he's doing the Lord's work. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for him. His spirit yet being with us in this place. Amen, somebody. Amen. He might be in Carolina, but I think his thoughts are over here on Brownsville Road. Somebody ought to say amen. Oh, bless the Lord. And we thank God for all of you today. Amen. We don't count this privilege lightly. Amen. I count it a blessing to be able to stand here in the stead of our pastor today. Let us keep in mind and memory the sick and shut in of this our assembly and those who's on our concern list this morning. Amen. We do have those who's on our concern list, and most certainly we are blessing the Lord in their stead for them, that the Lord will move mightily for them, their homes and on their sick beds, those who are bereaving, that the Lord will give comfort. Amen. Amen. He will give comfort there in their time of grieving. Amen. Let us be reminded that our senior days is the SOS ministry serving our seniors with a to-go box. Amen. We ain't got to that place yet where we can fellowship, but we do the best we can. Amen. Amen. Wednesday the 24th of November. Amen. Call Sister Whitson, send her a text or email, call the church, do the same, and let them know that you wanna DoorDash. Amen. Praise the Lord, and they'll make sure that you receive Amen. The announcement that's on the screen, say, and please make sure that by December the 5th, you have your elected officers for the coming year. Amen. You know, we've been operating on 2020 officers. Start afresh in 2022. Amen. That you have your elected officers into the office of the clerk, church secretary, by the 5th of December. And as you know, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Some of us started early. the pastor wants us, New Hope family, on next Sunday, the fifth Sunday. Even this, we've been honoring all month the breast cancer awareness, and Pastor Steed wants all of New Hope on next Sunday. Next Sunday, he wants us to honor the breast cancer on next Sunday by wearing your breast cancer awareness attire. Amen. That's, you have the pink t-shirts, pink shirts. Amen. Let's honor them in the presence of the Lord on next Sunday at 7:30 and 10:45. Amen. Wear your breast cancer. Brother Adrian, I know he's starting early. Amen. But let us do that. Virtually, we are having our prayer services on Saturdays at 7:00 p.m. Virtually, we're having our church Wednesday night Bible services, 6:00 p.m. Amen. Sunday school, church school is at 9:30. And all of these services are virtually. Y'all know what that means, right? You do that at home. You don't come here and do that. You'll be virtual, I tell you, if you come virtually by yourself. Amen. Amen. So let us be mindful of all of those things that are before us and our church. And also, amen, the church family. Let's pray for our church family. Amen, church. Amen. Names have been put on our visual, well, up there on these screens, amen. So let us pray for our sick and shut in, those on our concern list, those who are bereaving. Let us most certainly be mindful of our pastor in his travels, in our prayers. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Let's hear from these young people again as they come to us. Amen.
I'm not.
name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God this morning. Little George singing this morning, little Cassandra. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when I put this shirt on, I didn't know I was going to be in uniform. Amen. It just fell out the closet. It was kind of chilly outside. I needed a shirt on. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless God for our children. Amen. And for our young people. Praise the Lord. I shall not. Hey, Denise. I see you back there. That's Pam, y'all. Yeah. That's an inside joke between me and her. I shall not keep you long. You have heard the reading of the scriptural text this morning. Amen. And we bless God for the reading of the word today. And if you will, lift out of that 22nd chapter of Genesis, verse 7. Lift out of that passage of scripture. I told you what the subject was going to be. Y'all remember? The question is, somebody said, oh. The question is, and we find here in verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, said, my father. He said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Thank you. You might rest presence of the Lord this morning. And to these, all of our young people today, there arises a question. And the question is, going to work on that. Two questions that we first need to consider when we look this morning at this passage of scripture. I'm sure Bible readers and those of you who are church school participants and Wednesday night Bible study members, BTUs and vacation Bible schoolers, you have heard and you have read and you know something about this passage of scripture that comes to the offering of Isaac by Abraham. And most oftentimes you've probably looked at it more often than not from a father's perspective, from a father's point of view. And I'm talking about Abraham now. But Have you ever considered this scripture from this lad's point of view? Yeah, and that's what we want to try to look at today. Let's look at it from this young fellow's point of view. First thing we want to ask, how did this young fellow get, young people, how did he get himself in this situation? You remember Abraham had a conversation with God, and God chose Abraham, and he said, Abraham, get you and your folks, and I need you to get into a land that I'll show you where I want you to go. He said, get out of your father's house and go to this country. And God lifted him up from among his kinfolks and moved him where God wanted him to be. God said to him, consider the skyline, Abram. That's how your seed shall be. Walking along the seashore. You all know that story. God said to him, I'll multiply your seed. I'll make your seed as the grains of sand here on the beach. Oh, I sure wish I was somewhere on the beach. Now, let me go back to my text. Put my foot in the water somewhere. Lord have mercy. Y'all ain't hearing that. He said, look, that so shall your seed be. And it got to a point where Abram had a conversation with the Lord. And he said, Lord, you keep telling me you're going to make of me a great nation. You keep telling me you're going to bless my seed. Here I am in my 80s, and I ain't got no children yet. And this somebody in my house, the head of my house, is this? He ain't my child. God said, just hold on, I got this. I'm trying to get you to see how Isaac found himself in the situation that he found himself in, and Sarah, the wife. She remembered when Jesus stopped by their house, and she was in the house, and Jesus was on the outside of the house talking to Abraham, and Sarah, Abraham said, I'm sorry, Jesus said to Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to give you a seed. And she in the house doing what most folk do, eavesdropping. She came to the door of the tent, and she started laughing. And she said, how come you laughing? Don't you know God can do anything? He said, see, I tell you what, Sarah. At the time that's appointed, God gonna come visit you. Well, he went in the house and got the mirror, began to looking in the mirror. He said, who do God think he is? I'm old. You think me and Abraham gonna have us a night out? Now, that's what Jesus said. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Jesus said that. Now, if y'all won't got your while you're back, Jesus. Now, biologically, you got to think what you want to think. But well, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. Jesus said, about the time of life, you're going to have a child. She laughed at the Lord. You know, somebody else leave that alone. So Sarah got ahead of God. Let me hurry up and get to there. Abraham Sorry. Pharaoh got ahead of God, and you find that in chapter 16 of Genesis. Pharaoh got ahead of God and say, I know I can't do what I want to do. I can't give you what I want to give you. So why don't you take my handmaiden Hagar? Now, God didn't have nothing to do with that. I need you to know that. That was Pharaoh's situation. So Abraham, he's a good husband. Good husband. He did what the wife said. And in chapter 16, it tells us that Abraham had a son, and they named him Ishmael. And about this time, Abraham was about 84 years old. And they called his name Ishmael. But when Hagar saw that she was pregnant and Sarah wasn't, she thought she was going to move in the big tent. Then Sarah said, I'm going to let you know who is living in this big tent. Run off. And the Bible tells us that God heard her and saw her tears and say, go back to your mistress. Get right with her. Because I'm going to make things right. She went back, gave herself over to Sarah. And Abraham was 86. So when Abraham was 90 years old, Abraham was 100. Sarah was 90. This is 16 years later. Brothers and sisters, if you do some adding and subtracting, 16 years now has gone by, and Abraham and Sarah, they conceived, and the scripture tells us that they brought a son into the world, and they named him Isaac. I need you to know this morning that God is not short on his word. Praise the Lord. God has said to him that I'm going to bless you. Bless your seed and your seed's seed. And you shall be, Abraham, a great nation. But here is now this 5-year-old boy running around the camp, and big brother. Big brother was giving him the blues, according to the scripture. And according to the scripture, it tells us that Sarah saw the big brother always messing with the little brother. And Sarah said, I can't have this bondswoman's son messing with my son. And Abraham, being a good husband, he said, okay, I'll do what you said. I did what you said before. I'll do this for you, Sarah. So the Bible say that Hagar and the boy was moved out of the camp because of Isaac's sake. And now we find here, some few years later, The question was, how did Isaac find himself in the situation that he now finds himself? Well, he now finds himself on his way, a 3 days journey to Mount Moriah, because Abraham was going to do what God had told him to do. We look at verses 1 and 2 of chapter 22, and it tells us that God said to Abraham, Abraham, get your boy. Take him to a place that I'm going to tell you. And what I want you to do is, I want you to sacrifice the boy on the altar. I know you're sitting there asking yourself, why would God do that? Well, Abraham, are you as faithful as I think you are? Can I get an amen in the church? Abraham, are you as faithful as I think you are? Because I need to know. Because who is God that God should repent? Who is God that God should tell a lie? Abraham, I told you, look at the stars, look at the sand. I was going to bless you. I was going to make you a great nation. I was going to bless your seed. Do you believe it, Abraham? Abraham, if you believe it, take this boy, this lad, to Mount Moriah, offering for a burnt offering. Isaac, he saw daddy, Brother Jerome, he saw daddy the night before getting the stuff ready. He saw Isaac chopping the wood, getting the wood together to build this altar that God had told him to build. I can imagine, how many of y'all got some inquisitive children? Got some inquisitive children running around the yard, looking at daddy, getting ready for tomorrow's journey. He probably didn't say nothing. He might have said to mama. But the Bible don't say this. This Bradshaw talking. Mama, daddy looked like he getting ready to go somewhere. Yeah. Mama said to, well, you're going to have to ask your daddy. Got up the next morning, and the Bible tells us that Abraham rose early in the morning. Yeah. Rose early in the morning, and praise the Lord, he prepared the wood for the altar. You don't. Daddy, you need me to help you? No, I'm all right. Will? Well, where are we going? Because the father had, Abraham had probably told him, we going on the journey. Well, daddy, who going? You and am I going? Can I go? Yeah, you can go. You can go. Yeah. Well, who else is going? Well, we're going to take two of the servants. Tell you what you do, Isaac. Isaac, you get all of this stuff that we prepared, and I want you to put it on the donkey. Amen. Now we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that Abraham, remember, had this boy when he was 100 years old. It is now several years later. We speculate that it's probably about 15 to 17 years later. So Abraham still got it going on. Because something going to happen to let you know that Abraham had it going on. Let's put the stuff on the donkey. Now, Isaac, God had told Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. I'm going to bless your seed. See, you're going to be a great nation. And God said in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 22, I need you to take your son to a place I'm going to tell you about. And there I want you to sacrifice on the altar your son as a burnt offering. Let me give you an understanding about a burnt offering is unlike a sacrifice. The sacrifice is like putting a steak on the grill, and when it's done, you take it off and eat it. An offering is putting a steak on the grill, and when you take what's left on the grill, ain't nothing but ashes. The burnt offering was consumed in all of its entirety. It stayed there until it was burned up. You didn't have nothing on the grill to take off. That's the significance of a burnt offering. Abraham, being who he was and knowing what he knew what the burnt offering that God told him to do, he knew what it meant. Whew. Abraham knew that. So Isaac found himself in this precarious situation. I'm glad I got to be a few minutes to the end. He find himself in a situation, Brother Lavelle. It was 3 days' journey from their house to Mount Moriah. Now, let's consider the situation this morning. We've got Abraham. We got the boy. We got the donkey that's laden with the stuff to make the altar. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And probably the two servants that was with them started out going to where God had told Abraham to go. And it was a 3 days journey. And Abraham realized what he was going to do on his way to Mount Moriah. He had 3 days to think about it. 3 days. How many of you, in the midst of your circumstances, done had to think about stuff when you know you had a due date coming? You don't have to raise your hand. I know. You don't have to raise your hand. I know you got a due date coming. You got 3 days to satisfy the due date. Somebody say, preach, elder. They on their way to Mount Moriah, and I'm sure they had some conversation on that the 3 days. You got to say something. Abraham knew what he had to do when he got to where he was going. And the Bible say that the third day they got to Mount Moriah. And the mountain was a little piece. Y'all know how y'all used to say in the country, it's a little piece off. It was a little piece off. Abraham, Daddy, yes, son, why are we stopping? Well, we got to unload the stuff. Burkhart, well, Daddy, how come we got to unload the stuff? Homie, we got to unload the stuff so we can take it to the mountain. But Daddy, just like Mac Bradshaw would look at me and say, boy, why don't you shut up? Daddy, why, Daddy, are we going to do what we are going to do? And this is the good part. We are going to worship God. He said, young boys who went with him, I need y'all to do something. I need you all to take care. It was two of them. I need you all to take care of the stuff that's left. And God wanted to know how faithful Abraham was. How much could he trust him? He wanted to know if Abraham was as faithful to him as he was going to be to Abraham. Y'all hear me? Oh boy, y'all stay here. Because this is what's going to happen. Me and the boy, we are going to the mountain. We are going to worship God on the mountain. And this is something, brothers and sisters, that grabbed the heart of God. Abraham said, me and the boy, we gonna come back. Y'all didn't get that. Me and the boy, we gonna come back. Abraham, what do you mean you and the boy gonna come back? God told you to take him to the mountain, sacrifice him as a burnt offering, and do what I say do. Galatians tells us that even if God didn't, praise the Lord, stop the sacrifice, the offering, God was still God enough to raise him up. God, he said, me and the boy, we gonna come back. Have any of you ever had that kind of conversation with God? I need you to grab a hold of that this morning. I need you to realize the spirituality of that situation. I'm going to the bill office. And me and the bill gonna come back. Pay in full. Y'all didn't hear me. Y'all ain't never been in that situation where you got to the day of reckoning. Praise the Lord. You got to the day when it was due. Praise the Lord. Amen. You went to the bill place. God had provided a way for you to pay the bill. Praise the Lord. Me and the bar, we go into the mountain and we gonna come back and listen. The question is this morning from Isaac is, Daddy, I see the wood. I see the fire. But Daddy, where is the lamb? Mom, I know you said you was going to the grocery store. I saw you down on your knees last night. You got up with a prepared mind. You got up this morning with a made up mind. Y'all don't hear me. I used to see Veretta Bradshaw go in the kitchen, 1053 Luster Street, Greenville, Mississippi. Go in the kitchen. I know I done looked and I ain't saw nothing. Somebody don't hear me this morning. Mama would turn on the stove, start opening up the cupboards, going into the flour bin. I don't know where the meat came from. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Praise the Lord. Brother Kimball, pinto beans, cornbread, a piece of meat was sitting on the table. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Beretta, do you have as much faith in me as I have in you? That if you go and turn the stove on, open the cupboards up, that something will happen. That's what faith is. Going in the kitchen and making a meal. Going and getting up off your knees, going down to the bill office. Bill is paid. Daddy, I see the wood, I see the fire, but where is the lamb? Where's the lamb, Daddy? And he told the boy, say, God is the one that wants this sacrifice. Listen at me. I don't. But I've got faith enough to know. I believe God enough because he has been so good to us. He has made a way for us. He has given us so much stuff. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't be able to receive it if you trust in me. He said, I'll make a highway in the middle of the desert. Son, 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 don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I know you see the wood. I know you see the fire, but you don't see the ram. God sees the ram. He sees the sacrifice. God wants the sacrifice. God will prepare the ram for the altar. He will. For the offering. God will. He will. If he want it done, he gonna do it. Praise the Lord. As I said in Galatians, Abraham had the mindset that if God took his son from him by way of the offering, that God was God enough that he would raise him up and bring about the nation. Because he had told him, take your son, your only son, the son that you love, and sacrifice him for me as a burnt offering on Mount Moriah. How many of you here in this room? I'm not going to ask what you think, I'm going to ask. How many of you here in this room believe God this morning that he'll make a way? The question is in your mind this morning, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Where the money for the bill? I ain't going to ask you if anybody the bills do. That's you between you and God. my Monday. God will fix it for you. Can I get a witness? Can I get an amen? Won't he fix it? This is what Abraham said. Abraham said, God will provide for him the lamb for the offering. And the scripture says that Abraham took the young man. Now you got to understand, I told you he had the young man when he was 100, so he about 117, almost 120 now. But back in those days, praise the Lord, took the young boy, and the Bible say he bound him up. Bound him up. Took him. He had to pick him up because he was now bound up. Laid him on the altar. I don't know if Abraham had tears in his eyes or tears in his heart. But whether or not God saw the tears in his eyes or the tears in his heart, one thing he saw that Abraham had faith enough to believe that no matter what God told him to do, he was going to do what God told him to do. And if he was in a situation, God was going to get him out of the situation. Can I get an amen this morning? Where is the lamb? He said, God going to provide it. And he laid the boy on the lamb, on the altar before God. Isaac looking at his father, lay him on the altar. And the scripture says that he never said a word. Obedient to the end. He believed that if his father told him to do it, he would do it. That his father had the answer. Jesus did what his father told him to do. He said, if it's your will, not mine. Can you hear Isaac saying, Father Abraham, if it's your will, not mine. I hear Isaac saying, let this altar. Jesus said, let this cup. But Isaac said, let this altar pass from me. Not my will, but your will. Jesus said, in 3 days, Spirit of God is going to wake me up. And I believe Isaac knew the heart of his father. Obedient to the end, not saying a mumbling word. As he looked at his father, Jesus looked up from the cross to his father. Isaac looked up from the altar to his father, saw him with the knife. God said, whoa. Hold up, Abraham. Don't hurt the boy. Look over yonder. Somebody say, look over yonder. How many of you in this room have had in your situations and circumstances ever looked over yonder? Y'all ain't never. You ain't never had to look over yonder. God said, look over there. I got, you know that old saying, a ram in the bush? That's where it came from. You'll see a ram in the bush. Abraham took the boy off the altar. And I believe Isaac looked up, and the question was, how did we get out of it? How did we get out of this? Anybody in this room ever had a how did we get out of this? As you stand to your feet here in this sanctuary this morning, there will always be a question. How did I get myself in this? How did I get in this? And then the later on question gonna be, the question is, how did I get out of this? God if he take you to it, he'll take you through it. Do I have a witness here in the church? You don't have to be a young lad of a boy. You don't have to be as old as Abraham to find yourself in a, how did I get into this? Or how did I get out of this? The question is, where is your faith? That's the question this morning, brothers and sisters. Where is your faith? Do you believe God this morning? He's a God that has never failed. No matter what happens in somebody else's life, you trust God in your life. And you can just say like the old hymnologist, I will trust in the Lord. I will, yeah, I will trust until I sanctuary this morning. I will trust. The invitation is extended. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Oh, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Lord, I'm going to stay on the battlefield until everyone this morning. You're listening by radio, or you're watching online, and you want to make Jesus your choice. We invite you to do so today. Pray the prayer of faith, and he's right where you are right now this morning. As we prepare now to by the grace of God, I'm going to ask Minister Pimpton if she'll come and pray for us this morning. For those on our concern list, those who have problems. Situations and circumstances in your home and in your life. Trust in him this morning. Because one thing that we found out today that all you got to do is just look over yonder. Minister, pray.
Every head bowed in the presence of God. Father, we thank you, God, for being God and not like man. We thank you that you loved us enough to let us see this day that we have never seen and shall never see again. We ask now, Lord, that you would bless us indeed, that you would enlarge our territory. Hear our prayer that you would forgive us for our sins. For every idle word, for every idle thought, for every idle deed that we have done, we pray that you would forgive us, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And help us to love and help us to treat one another right. In Jesus' name, we thank you now, God, for this church. We thank you for Pastor Steed and his family. Our prayer is that you would give them traveling mercy back home. We pray, God, that you would meet us wherever our need is, that you would meet that need. For your word said you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory.
You did do that.
We pray, God, now that you would bless us, that we might be a blessing
please,
to
Lord.
Somebody
please,
else.
Lord. Please, Lord.
We thank you now, God, for the things that you have already done for us.
Help, Lord.
We thank you, God, because we know you're going to do some things. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly.
Yes, you are.
Above all. And we thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That you could even think or ask, amen. Let us go down from this place, being grateful to God for this another day. Let us pray mightily for our pastor, traveling mercy and grace, and for his safe passage home. Amen. And as you go through this week, God will fix it for you. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, oh Lord, amen. Everybody say, everybody say, may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of His Holy Spirit abide with all of us until we meet again. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Have a good day, everybody.